This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Republicans are renewing their call for a special session to address property taxes. At the same time, they're pushing against Proposition HH, the Democrats' plan for property taxes. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Republicans want to expand the senior homestead property tax exemption, reduce income taxes, and lower property tax assessments. Senate Minority Leader Paul Lundeen.
We will continue to fight to make life more affordable for the people of Colorado because it's getting out of control.
One Democrat called it a publicity stunt and said Proposition HH is the most balanced way to reduce property taxes without undercutting funding for classrooms and first responders. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
An Aurora police instructor took the stand Wednesday in the trial of an officer charged in the death of Elijah McClain. Sergeant Kevin Smith explained how cadets are taught the carotid hold. He told the jury that using the hold while someone is restrained is considered excessive force.
We don't want to continue holding it when we know they're unconscious or they're unable to resist.
McClain was put in a carotid hold twice during his encounter with police, which is against police training. Officer Nathan Woodyard is on trial in McClain's death. Weather forecasters see snow for the Front Range this weekend. Aisha Wilkinson with the National Weather Service says it will start getting colder Saturday.
Friday's highs are in the mid-50s, and then Saturday's highs are in the mid-30s. So it's quite a big temperature swing.
The forecast has snow along Interstate 25. How much snow remains to be seen. Current weather models differ on just how much snow the storm will bring. Denver residents with outstanding criminal warrants could get them cleared this weekend. The city's Fresh Start event is Saturday. People can meet with defense attorneys and get help resolving their cases. People with warrants for minor crimes and probation violations are eligible. The city says police will not try to arrest people who attend. This is CPR News.